The Call of the Wild by Jack London. Buck did not read the newspapers, or he would have known that trouble was brewing, not only for himself, but for every Tidewater dog, strong of muscle and with warm, long hair, from Puget Sound to San Diego. Because men, groping in the Arctic darkness, had found a yellow metal. And because steamship and transportation companies were booming the find, thousands of men were rushing into the Northland. These men wanted dogs. And the dogs they wanted were heavy dogs, with strong muscles by which to toil, and furry coats to protect them from the frost. Buck lived at a big house in the sun-kissed Santa Clara Valley, Judge Miller's place. He was neither house dog nor kennel dog. His father, Elmo, a huge St. Bernard, had been the judge's inseparable companion, and Buck bid fair to follow in the way of his father. He was not so large. He weighed only 140 pounds, for his mother, Shep, had been a Scotch shepherd dog. It was in the fall of 1897 that the Klondike strike dragged men from all the world into the frozen north. But Buck did not read the newspapers, and he did not know that Manuel...